Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila chapter 9. This is very close to the end of the chapter of Lord Chaitanya's travels to the holy places. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya are unlimited. No one can properly describe his activities. Yet, says Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, I make the attempt out of greed. This but reveals my shamelessness. Prabhura tirthi yatra kata shune ye jana Chaitanya charane paya gada prema dana. Whoever hears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage to various holy places attains the riches of very deep ecstatic love. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks, the impersonalist imagines some form of the absolute truth through the direct perception of their senses. The impersonalist worships such imaginary forms, but neither Srimad Bhagavatam nor Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts this sense gratificatory worship to be of any spiritual significance. The Mayavadis imagine themselves to be the Supreme. They imagine that the Supreme has no personal form and that all his forms are imaginary, like the will-o'-the-wisp or a flower in the sky. Both Mayavadis and those who imagine forms of God are misguided. According to them, worship of the deity or any other form of the Lord is a result of the conditioned soul's illusion. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam on the strength of his philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. That philosophy holds that the Supreme Lord is simultaneously one with and different from his creation. That is to say, there is unity in diversity. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved the impotence of fruitive workers, speculative empiric philosophers, and mystic yogis. The realization of such men is simply a waste of time and energy. To set the example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally visited temples in various holy places. Wherever he visited, he immediately exhibited his ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a Vaishnava visits the temple of a demigod, his vision of that demigod is different from the vision of the impersonalists and Mayavadis. The Brahma Samhita supports this. A Vaishnava's visit to the temple of Lord Shiva, for example, is different from a non-devotee's visit. The non-devotee considers the deity of Lord Shiva an imaginary form because he ultimately thinks that the Supreme Absolute Truth is void. However, a Vaishnava sees Lord Shiva as being simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Lord. In this regard, the example of milk and yogurt is given. Yogurt is actually nothing but milk, but at the same time, it is not milk. It is simultaneously one with milk, yet different from it. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatam midam sarvam jagera vyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nataham te shavastitaha. By me in my unmanifest form, the entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. The absolute truth, God, is everything. But this does not mean that everything is God. For this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers visited the temples of all the demigods, but they did not see them in the same way an impersonalist sees them. Everyone should follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and visit all temples. Sometimes mundane sahajiyas suppose that the gopis visited the temple of Katyayani in the same way mundane people visit the temple of Devi. However, the gopis prayed to Katyayani to grant them Krishna as their husband, whereas mundanas visit the temple of Katyayani to receive some material profit. That is the difference between a Vaishnava's visit and a non-devotee's visit. Not understanding the process of disciplic succession, So-called logicians put forward the theory of Panchopasana, in which a person worships one of five deities, namely Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, the sun god, or Ganesh. In this conception, the impersonalists imagine one of these five deities as supreme and reject the others. Such philosophical speculation, which is certainly idol worship, is not accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or by the Vaishnavas. This imaginary deity worship has recently become transformed into Mayavad impersonalism. For want of Krishna consciousness, people are victimized by the Mayavad philosophy, and consequently, they sometimes become staunch atheists. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the process of self-realization by his own personal behavior. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8, 274, Stavaram jagama deki na deki taramoti, savatra hoya nija ista deva spoti. A Vaishnava never sees the material form of anything, moving or non-moving. Rather, everywhere he looks, he sees the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and immediately he remembers the transcendental form of the Lord. Krishnas, Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj continues, Chaitanya Charita Shuna Shraddha Bhakti Kori Matsarja Chadiya Mukhe Bala Hari Hari. Please hear the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and devotion. Giving up envy of the Lord, everyone chant the Lord's holy name, Hari. Ehi Kali Kale, Ara Nahi Kola Dharma, Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra, Ehi Kahi Marma. In this age of Kali, there are no genuine religious principles other than those established by Vaishnava devotees and the Vaishnava scriptures. This is the sum and substance of everything. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. One must have firm faith in the process of devotional service and the scriptures that support it. If one hears the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this faith, he can be free from his envious position. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for such non-envious persons, nirmatsaranam satam. In this age, a person should not envy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, but should chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna, the Mahamantra. That is the sum and substance of the eternal religion known as Sanatan Dharma. In this verse, the word Vaishnava refers to a pure devotee and fully realized soul, and the word Vaishnava Shastra refers to Shruti, or the Vedas, which are called Shabda Pramana, the evidence of transcendental sound. One who strictly follows the Vedic literature and chants the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will actually be situated in the transcendental disciplic succession. Those who want to attain life's ultimate goal must follow this principle. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.17, it is said, Shruti pratyaksham aityam 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 anumanam chatushtayam pramaneshu anavastanad vikalpat sa mirajyate. Vedic literature, direct perception, history, and hypothesis are the four kinds of evidential proof. Everyone should stick to these principles for the realization of the absolute truth. Continuing. Chaitanya Chandrela Lila Agadha Gambira Pravesha Korite Nari Sparshi Rahitira. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are just like an unfathomable ocean. It is not possible for me to enter into it, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says. Simply standing on the shore, I am just touching the waters. Chaitanya Charita Shadhaya Shuni Ye Jana Yateka Vichare Tatapaya Premadhana. The more one hears the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith, analytically studying them, the more one attains the ecstatic riches of love of Godhead. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yarasa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada's concluding purport in this chapter. As usual, the author concludes the chapter by reciting the names of Sri Rupa and Raghunath and reinstating himself at their lotus feet. Thus end the Bhaktivinoda purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, 9th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to many holy places in South India. Hare Krishna. We shall continue with the next chapter, the 10th chapter, the Lord's return to Jagannath Puri, very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.